Yesterday we started Shin Dalet. Let's run through the Mechaber again. Shin Dalet or Dalet Shin Aleph. So we're talking about Eved Kenani. So it's interesting, there's an asterisk over here. I don't know who's the author of the asterisk, but it says, these halachas ba'avodim einam shayachim nezman hazeod. Not shayach neither. I did see in the Mishnah Brura, seem to say that in the, oh, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, not, why it's not shayach? Because Dina de Machusa Dina, it's very ironic, because all the countries that we live in abolish slavery whenever they abolish slavery, which means if you're in Saudi Arabia or whatever, I'm sure there are countries that still have slavery, like the pictures that we got for Pesach. So then you could still have an Eved Kenani. The Rambam holds, we'll see, we'll get there. I'd like to try to finish this image. There's a lot here. Basically, none of it is really relevant to Allah Almighty, but it's very interesting stuff. And especially because, like, throughout Shas, like, every Kenani comes up in every Masechta numerous times. So, okay, so let's start again from the Mechaber. Sif Aleph. Ada Mitzuva al Shvisas Avdo Shemal V'tov al Hashem Avdo. So the first type of Eved, okay, yesterday, is one who, basically, he goes through a conversion process. He's 90% Jewish, Mila, Tevila, L'shem Avdus. He becomes a 90% Jew. The Kiba all of mitzvahs and all goes be'eved, he's chayev and mitzvahs like an eved, which means basically he's chayev and mitzvahs like an isha. Not to imply chas v'sholom that an isha is an eved. Aval. Okay, so that's eved number one. He's Mila. Tevila Shein Avdus. He's 90% Jewish. He's chayev, certainly chayev in Shabbos. He's chayev in most mitzvahs. Aval. In lo mal v'taval, he did not do Mila. He did not do Tevila. But when he became an Eved, he was mekabel all the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Now, all Goyim Mechayev and Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But here, when he became an Eved, he Mechayev himself and Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Hareyu Keger Toshav. Is that Keger Toshav? Umutu Lassus Malacha B'Shabbos La'atzma Avalo L'Rabo. Okay, we're in Simon Shin Dalet, or Dalet Shin. Sif Aleph. We're going through different types of Eved Kenanis. We did it yesterday. We're running through it again quickly today. Type number one is an Eved who has a Bris Mila and he goes to the mikvah. He goes to a 90% conversion. He's chayev. He's 90% Jewish and chayev and 90% of mitzvahs. Basically, like a woman, he's pater from mitzvah say shasman grum. Okay, and the Adon, so the Aruch HaShulchan brought down a machlokes, we've shown him who is the Chiyuv on. But it sounds like from the Mishnah Brura that the Chiyuv is on the Eved to keep Mitzvahs, and the Chiyuv is on the Master to make sure that his Eved keeps Shabbos. He's chayav to keep Shabbos, and the Master is chayav to make sure he keeps Shabbos. Okay, that's Mila and Tevila. Number one, that's type one. Type two, about Lo Malvatala. He didn't have a Mila, he didn't have a Tevila, but when he becomes an Eved, he's Makabal upon himself, Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, like Keger Toshav. Hareo Keger Toshav, Umutu Lasas Malacha B'Shabbos La'atzma. So he is allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos for himself, because he's only Chayav Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Shabbos is not one of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, so he doesn't have to keep Shabbos. Aval Lo L'Rabo, but he can't do Malacha for his Master. So he can't do malacha for the master, and no Jew is allowed to ask him to do any malacha. Now, no Jew is allowed to ask any guy to do malacha on Shabbos. We've learned a little bit about that. We're going to learn more about that. But here it becomes asa min haTorah. Usually, Amir Lakim is asa min haTorah. Here it's asa min haTorah because he is an Eved. He has there's a king in Aguv. A Jew owns him. And he was in the Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. That's type two. Now we have type three. The Imlo Kiba Olav Shum Mitzvah. So he did not have a Mila. He did not have a Tefila. He did not Mekabba all the Mitzvahs. He did not Mekabba Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. He did not Mekabba any of the Mitzvahs. Imlo Kiba Olav Shum Mitzvah. El Adayin Ukutigam. He's a regular run-of-the-mill guy. So, according to the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch that we're saying right now, Dino Shavel, the Kibbutz of Sheva Mitzvahs, Dino Sheva Mitzvahs. There's no difference between type 2 and type 3. According, meaning, type 3 is accepts nothing. It doesn't matter. He's owned by a Jew. Therefore, it's just like type 2 when he is Mekabel Mitzvahs. why it's a separate category, because there's going to be different opinions. But this, the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch is, even if he's not Mekabel Shemitz Ben Noach, it's as if he was Mekabel Shemitz, his status is the same. He can't do Malacha for a Jew. A Jew, Minat Torah, cannot ask him to do Malacha. He can work on Shabbos, he can do whatever he wants on Shabbos for himself, because he was not Mekabel Shabbos, and he doesn't have to keep Shabbos. Ulefiza, according to this, we have a couple of exceptions, a few exceptions to the rule, which we're going to learn about in the coming weeks, by Amir La'akum. One of them is a chola she'en bo sakana, someone who's quite sick, but not in a life-threatening situation. So the general rule is you're allowed to ask a guy. Usually, Amir La'akum is asked him in the Rabbanim, but Chazal did not ask him in such a case. You can ask the guy to help with the person who's quite sick, even though it's not life-threatening. But that's because Amir Lakim is only Durabanan. But over here, Amir Lakim is Doraisa. And therefore, there's no exceptions. So even if someone is sick, there's no head to ask the Eved. Yeah, go to the next door neighbor and ask the guy, but don't ask the Eved. So Tzorchei Chol Shem HaSakana Dekana, we hold usually Omer Le'en Yidivosa. And also we have a rule by Mace B'Yantav Rishon. Someone who dies, Chas V'Sholem, first day of Yantav, Dekaimla Yis'askubo Amamin. Officially, I don't think this is done, but officially the halacha is that you can have Guy and bury him on the first day of Yantav. Also Lomar Le'eved Yisrael, Afidu Hu Oved Avodis Kiluim, you cannot ask a goyish Eved of a Jew, even if he's an Oved Avodis Zara. You cannot ask him. Dikeven to Melechas Eved Asur Menat Torah, Lohuchu B'davar Hashem B'Pikloch Nefesh. Since it's Asur Menat Torah, so then we don't have these exceptions. The exceptions to the rule are by the Issa D'Rabbanan of Amir La'akum. But if here, because he's owned by a Jew, it becomes Asur Menat Torah. Once Asur Menat Torah, there's no exceptions. That's opinion number one. Here's opinion number two. The Yesh Chokim Umatirim Bazeh, there are those that disagree when he was not Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, and they allow him to do Malacha. Okay, what are they arguing about? Mishab Rasiv Katan Yud. Second line in Mishab Rasiv Katan Yud. Vazeh Chokim Usvilu. They hold it's only usher for him to do malacha for his master. As a pasuk says, ben amasul. But the Eved, when he did not mekabel even Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, he can't do malacha for his master. But for other Jews, he can't. It's usher midrabanan like everybody else. And therefore, since it's like everybody else, so then we have the exceptions. It becomes like regular Mir La'akum, where we are lenient when it comes to a chol Hashem Bosakana, and we are lenient when it comes to burying dead on the first day of Yom. But if he would do, if he would do Mulacha for his master without the master knowing about it, and it's recognizable, she'en also the daito, it's clear that he's not doing it. The master didn't ask him to do it. The master doesn't know about it. So then, mutter ve'ein tzarch lafrisho, you don't have to stop him from doing such malacha, even if he's type two. Even if he's mekabel shevet ben noach and he's not allowed to do it for the master, it's only when the master knows about it and wants him to do it. But if the master doesn't know about it, he doesn't have to, and it's clear that it's not done for the master, or that the master doesn't know about it, then it's okay. And for a different Jew that's not the master, according to this opinion, even if he does it for the Jew, it's going to be mutter. As long as the Jew didn't ask him to do it, right? There's still an Amir La'akum issue, which is asking. And there's still a problem, and this is the Rabbanah we've discussed in the past, that you're not allowed to have direct benefit from Malacha that a guy does for a Jew on Shabbos. So if he can get out of those two things, he's doing it on his own, even though he's an Eved K'naimi, he's owned by a Jew, he's doing it for somebody else, it's going to be Mutter, even though he's doing it for the Jew. V'yesh omrim shekol shelo kibel ala sheva mitzvah. It's hard to get all the shittas. So, type 3, he's not mekabel any mitzvah. According to the first opinion, it's as if he did, there's no difference between mekabel mitzvahs and not mekabel mitzvahs, and he can't do malacha for anybody, not for his master and not for a different Jew. And then there are those who say, no, it's only a din in the master, but for other Jews, he can do malacha. And now we're saying, V'yeshom shekoshul kibel Hashem is b'nei Noach, came with the ini digom who ain't rabba muzer alav. And then there's a third opinion, a more makel opinion, that he can even do malacha for the master. He was not makabel any mitzvahs. And therefore, ain't rabba muzer alav, his master is not obligated to make sure he keeps Shabbos. He was not mekabel anything, and he's not bound to the master on Shabbos. Shekol shekil Hashem is b'nei Noach came and he's the gomer who he's a full guy and rabbo muzar love. His master is not commanded to make sure he keeps Shabbos. Ulefiza tzarchei chol Hashem b'asakar mechin tzarchei mezmet the visha mutter lo ma lam la sosa. And then he can ask him to do these different he's like every other guy. Every other guy also, you know, they ask the malacha on Shabbos, it's the rabban. Okay? But once you have, exceptions to the rule, like, cholesh ebel sakana, or tzarche meis, beyond the vision, so then it's going to be mutter even for the master. So those are the three shittas within the Eved Kenani, who is not makabel any mitzvahs. Either it's only he's chayav just as if he was makabel mitzvahs, or only for the master, there's limitations, but he can do malacha for other people, or he can even do malacha for the master. Either he can't do malacha for anybody, he can do malacha for anybody, or it's split master, no, everybody else yes. Okay. Hagah. Now this is like the link to Shin Gimel and Shin Aleph in terms of what the Eved is allowed to carry slash wear, if the Eved has to keep Shabbos. So what is he allowed to wear outside the Erev on Shabbos? Hagah. V'chol she'eved metzuvah al shvisaso. If an Eved is obligated in resting on Shabbos, also lotzeis b'chosam sh'osu l'rabo l'haros bo shehu abdo. So they used to have some sort of sign that the slave would wear to show that he was a slave. So he can't go out with the, if the master made him some whatever it is sign to show that he's an eved. He also lost his bechosim shasul rab al haras boshu abdo. However, if it's made out of pottery and it's hanging on his neck, then he is allowed to go out because he's not going to take it off. He's afraid to take it off. He'll get caught without it on. He'll get punished by the master. If it breaks, there's no way to fix it because it's made out of pottery. So he's not going to carry it home on job. It's just going to leave it there. So if you have those two things, it's going to be mutter. But not if it's something that's attached to his beged, because then we're afraid he's going to wear his beged in a way that hides it, because it's not there. So the master won't see that he doesn't have it on. And he'll end, so we spoke about wearing a talis. If you wear a talis like a scarf, and talis is not meant to be worn like a scarf, it's considered to be carrying the talis. It's an issur d'oraisa. So who I did over here, he's going to wear his beged, let's say he's going to scarf the talis to hide the fact that he no longer has that sign. So then he'd be carrying the talis. And if the sign of the master that he's the Eved is made out of metal, so then it's fixable. So then for sure it's going to be Asa either way, because we're afraid he's going to take it home. If it breaks, he'll take it home, you know, whatever, he'll run with it home and then go fix it. And if they ever made his own sign, so then it's going to be aser no matter what. Why? Hainu, I feel like she's talui out savaro, even if it's hanging from his neck. By time, the kevan shu asala atzma. The master didn't give it to him. If the master gave it to him, so then he's afraid of the master. He's not going to take it off. He'll get in trouble with the master. He'll get caught. But if he made it for himself, it means the master does not obligate him to wear it. So then he can take it off if he wants. So once he can take it off, we're afraid he's going to take it off and carry it. So the kevan shu asala atzma eino mirsus mirab because she has to render. He's not afraid of the master to take it off. The chayshinan, and we are concerned, del mashokile biyade, who's going to take it in his hands, the vienna dalet amas bishusarabim, means he's going to carry it, dalet amas. Okay, that's also part of the mishnayos over there, in perek, bameh, isha. Okay, that's if alf. When it is mutter for an eved to do malacha for himself, so what do we say? Even if he's mekabel shevet mitzvah b'nei Noach, He's not makabel Shabbos, and he's allowed to do malacha for himself on Shabbos, just not for the master. Im amar le ha'adun sheyasi la'atzma v'yazun atzma v'yom ha'Shabbos. So the master seems to have the right to say, you work for me 6 days a week. Shabbos, you're off. Since you're off on Shabbos, I don't want to feed you. So go fend for yourself. He doesn't have to keep Shabbos. So he can go get a Shabbos job. So if the master tells him, she asked la'atzma, he should go work for himself. He also asked him for Shabbos, feed yourself on Shabbos. And he makes that condition with him before Shabbos. Okay, and she's like, but yom, also the tzarchim is on osav, u'bevad bitzina, shalei b'davar chshash, roim. So then, that is a fair, I don't know if it's fair, but that is an acceptable Shabbos arrangement. Even though he's working on Shabbos, and on some level the master told him to work on Shabbos, but the master didn't tell him to work on Shabbos for the master. The master said, work on Shabbos for yourself. I don't want to feed you. It's your day off. You know, fend for yourself. So you can go work, but he can't work publicly because everyone knows he's a Jewish slave, and it's going to look like it's going to be a Marasayan problem. Why don't we say Mara saying to us even b'chadrei chadarim? And here it's a shayla of a daraisa. No, for a Jew to ask him to do malach, we said it's a daraisa. So if the Jew to ask him to do malach is daraisa, and it's Mara saying, it looks like the Jew asked him to do malach. Huh? So if he does it in public, he doesn't use the term Mara saying, he uses the term chash roim. It's going to look suspicious to people, but that's Mara's ayin, and people are going to think that he's working on behalf of the Jew. So we said that Mara's ayin is usher even in the privacy of her own home, and then we had a chiluk. We said at the end of Shin Aleph, we said that if the suspicion is going to violate Torah law, so then even mechadri chadar, even in the innermost rooms, he can't do anything. But if it's only a suspicion that he's violating Issa D'Rabbanan, then as long as no one's watching, he could do it. He's not really doing an Issa D'Rabbanan. He's doing something that looks like an Issa D'Rabbanan. It looks like an Issa D'Rabbanan. No one's looking, then it's okay. But if it looks like an Issa D'Raisa, it's us, even if no one's looking. So I don't know why that's okay over here. Okay, I don't know, not sure. Okay, Sif Gimel. Ain't Yudi Gamor, Shahu Sachir, he's a total guy. But he works for a Jew. He's hired by a Jew. Ain't Rabba Mitzvah, she says, so that's not an Eved. And the master is not obligated to make sure that he keeps Shabbos. But if he's makabel sheva mitzvahs ben noah halohu ger toshav, then he becomes a ger toshav. V'asur lasos malacha l'Yisrael after me she'ena rabo v'chanal. Now I don't know what that meant, because I thought the whole point of a sheva mitzvah ben noah, the main thing was that he was an eved, he was owned gufo kono, he was owned by the Jew. Here, he's not owned by the Jew. He's working for a Jew. He happens to be a ger toshav. Why? But I guess the pasuk says ger, so maybe it's not a din being owned by the Jew. What do we say in Sif Aleph? Avam lo ma'avatava elakiba ola shemiz ben noach heyu ki ger toshav umutu lasim locha b'shabas la'atza v'lo l'rabo. So I don't understand, what's a kid ger toshav? He is a ger toshav. He's also a slave. So I mean, that's what the Mechaber is saying. Here the slave is like a ger toshav, and any ger toshav, even if he's not a slave, because that's what the pasuk says. V'nafish ben amascha v'ager. So it's referring to the ger toshav. So just the fact that he's a ger toshav, even if he's not owned by a Jew, is on a higher darga, and a Jew is prohibited min haTorah to ask him to do malacha. I guess that's the pshat. I'm a Rambam. The aim of Kabin Ger Toshav is man she ain't a Yovel Noig. Rambam holds that there's no such thing as a Ger Toshav. That means a guy, I guess, is still Chayev. He's still Chayev in Shemitz. But to have the official status of a ger toshav is only relevant when there is yovel, and now there is no yovel, and therefore there's no official ger toshav. V'chein eved she'en rotz lekabel olav mitzvus ki'im sheva kamo ger toshav gam ki'im mekabel nosar bezvan she'en hayovel noeg. Also same thing with the eved. He doesn't want to be mekabel mitzvus 90% of the mitzvus. He doesn't want to be the tzvila. He doesn't want to be 90% Jewish. He's only willing to be mekabel shemiz ben noach. Gam ki'im mekabel nosar bezvan she'en hayovel noeg. We're not mekabel as a getosha. What does that mean? Also, not mekabel him to be an eved. Not sure. And then the shatzian or ischaf on the bottom. There's a lot here. It's not halacha l'maaseh, but it's very juicy stuff, which requires a lot. It's not a good ben hazman. It's good because it's not halacha l'maaseh, but it's not good if you really want to get the shitas and understand everything out of scope. So Sharatzian says that it is Shayach Bezman Hazet to have a full-fledged Eved Knaini who goes through Mila and Tefila is 90% Jewish. Not like the asterisk over here that said it's not Shayach Bezman Hazet. Also like Aruch HaShulchan just said it's, Din Demachusa, so you find a government that allows it. And they had some interesting Shayachs came up here in the Mishabru and the Bir Halacha. I didn't look at the Beis Yosef, but it sounded like in certain Arab countries, what we call the Muslim countries, they're only allowed to own a slave if you're a Muslim. So then, like, Jews own slaves, but they weren't allowed to own slaves. They're only allowed to own slaves if you're a Muslim. If you're Jewish, you're not a slave. There's all this, so is it halacha to be a slave? Is not halacha to be a slave? How does that work? An illegal slave, is he a slave? He's not a slave. Probably had a lot of that in the South after the Civil War. I don't know what went on over there, but okay. Then he says the Ravid argues on the Rambam. I didn't look it inside. I can't tell you exactly what the Ravid's arguing on the Rambam over there. And then in this very large Bir Halacha, very fascinating Bir Halacha, gets into some of the important halachos of Geirus. So let's start reading until we run out of time. So Bir Halacha, Dear Rasul, Ain't a Yehudi Gomer, because of a Magen Avram, in Kiba all of Mitzvahs Hanhugos Be'Eved. If he's mekabel the mitzvahs that are shayach to an eved, v'hu sachir, and he's not an eved, he's hired. That's what it sounds like. Nearly the ain rabba mitzuva al shvisoso. So the rebbe is not the master is not obligated to make sure he rests on Shabbos. Kisha osel atzma when he does his own work. Perish dim osel li yisrael acher bevade asim in a Torah. We already said that. Dilugara miger tosha ba'alma. He cannot do for another. For a Jew, but he can do it for himself. The only prohibition is an eved who is owned by a Jew. So the Eved himself was Makabel to keep Shabbos, to keep basically 90% of mitzvahs. He's 90% Jewish. So the Eved also lasses malacha if he lasses to keep all mitzvahs hanugos b'isha akam shana. V'torach iyan gadol. But he's not really an Eved. He's really a worker. Right, this is the master is not obligated to make sure that he rests when he wants to do malacha for himself, but the eved himself is also do malacha for himself. I mean, it's not the master's business, but because he was mekabel mitzvahs like an isha. But it sounds like even though he's not an eved, he's just a worker. So the bir halacha, he goes wild. It's arachi and gadol. Mekave and chain kani lo, since he's not owned by the Jew, halo bevadei ain geir sechatzon. So what do you want to say? There's no such thing as a 90% Jew. You can't convert 90%. You can become official Eved Knaini, which is a 90% status, but if you're not an Eved Knaini, which he's not, you don't have this, okay, I'm 50% Jewish, and, you have Isha Torah. I'm 25% Jewish and 50% Jewish. No, either you're Jewish or you're not Jewish. But except there's a separate category called Eved Knaini, but once he's not an Eved Knaini, so where do you come up with that from? What does it matter? He's Makabal Mitzvah like an Eved. Who cares if he's Makabal? It's Judaism on the one hand, is not all or nothing. But when it comes to conversion, it to a large degree is all or nothing. Hello, Kaimelam Bebuchoros, Perikakam, a famous Gemara. Ainu Yehudi, Shabbala Kabbal Olav Divrei Torah Chutz Midavar Echad, he converts, I'll do everything except for one thing, a Makabel Masal. You're not allowed to be Makabel such a convert. Okay, this is obviously a very hot topic, Bezman Azeh, in terms of conversions and how much are the converts really being Makabel upon themselves, Bezman Azeh. So the fact that he's Mekabel Shabbos is meaningless unless he's mamish, a full-fledged Eved Kenayni. Right. But he can only be a full-fledged Eved Kenayni if his goof is owned by the Jew, not if he's just hired help. Right. And he goes on back and forth. It's a very big Bir Halacha. It's very interesting. And the Bir Halacha really, he kind of like screams and yells, at the Magen Avraham. And then in Dirsh, you bring down from Ravazna. Ravazna says, no, Mishabur, he didn't understand. He says, that's not what the Magen Avraham meant. Magen Avraham meant when he says who sachir, it means he was an Eved Kenayni, and then the Jew that owned him rented him out to a different Jew. So when it says he who sachir, it doesn't mean sachir and not an Eved Kenayni. No, he is an Eved Kenayni. He has the status of an Eved Kenayni. If it's chayav to keep Shabbos, but now Jew A rents him out to Jew B, so he's a sachir to Jew B, but he himself is still an Eved Kenayni. And the Magen Avraham never meant to say that you could be a 90% Jew and you could be mekabel some mitzvahs and some this and some that and have some Jewish status. No, Geirus is still all or nothing, and that's not what the Magen Avraham meant. He meant he was a full-fledged Eved Kenayni. So they disagreed in how to understand that word of who's talking.